Saturday with Cullum O'Mungon on RTÉ Radio 1.
Hello again. Well, US President Joe Biden pushed back against questions about whether he has the mental and physical stamina to serve another term as president, saying about his recent debate against Donald Trump, he just had a bad night. ABC News broadcast and a pre-recorded sit-down interview, unedited it should be said, with George Stephanopoulos last night. The US President has been forced to downplay his poor performance in last week's debate amid mounting concerns among his own party, particularly about his ability to defeat Donald Trump in the presidential race. Let's have a flavour of some of what he had to say.
It was a bad episode. No indicator of any serious condition. I was exhausted. I didn't listen to my instincts in terms of preparing. And I had a bad night. Because I was sick, I was feeling terrible. Matter of fact, the docs with me, I asked if they did a COVID test because they were trying to figure out what was wrong. They did a test to see whether or not I had some infection, you know, a virus. I didn't. They just had a really bad cold.
That was Joe Biden there. Some of what he had to say in that ABC interview. Larry Donnelly, we haven't given you 6 days in Camp David to rest up before we get your brief analysis on that. But overall, what did you think of Joe Biden's performance in the interview last night? Did it do enough to reassure people?
No, it didn't. He was better than he was in the debate, but that's a very low threshold. He was haltering and faltering throughout, as you heard in those responses. And I think part of the problem, Colm, is that it's how he looks and how he sounds before we even get to the merits of what he says. And two things that might come back to bite him here. Once he was asked by George Stephanopoulos, did you watch the debate back? And he said, I don't think I did, no. Now, he might have misspoken, but even allowing for that, surely if you perform that badly, the first thing you do is watch it back and learn never to repeat those mistakes again. And secondly, something that I think will stick in the craw of the American people is that he was asked point blank, would you take a cognitive test? And he said no. And the reality is, for an awful lot of Americans, they're going to say, if this guy is so sure and so positive about his capacity to serve another 4 years, surely he would take the test and put all of this to bed. So in short, he did not succeed in the interview. The doubts are still there, and the chorus of people asking him to step aside is going to grow.
And even if that chorus is backed up by polling data, he doesn't believe it. He doesn't believe he's behind in the polls, and he doesn't believe he's behind in any of the key swing states.
No, it's quite astonishing. And it seems that he's falling back on his family for advice. His wife, Jill, he's also strangely taking advice from his son, Hunter. I just don't get it. But look, The groundswell within the Democratic Party of people saying he needs to go is growing. We're hearing reports that fundraisers are being called off because they're getting cold feet. This is going to continue to run and run. That having been said, he has earned the delegates. He won the caucuses. He won the primaries. This is a decision for him. And who can change his mind? I'm not so sure at this stage. Is it an intervention by former President Obama? I don't know what it would be, but certainly he's in a very bad position. And if he is the nominee, if he limps on, my own view is that as of now, barring something massively transformative, Donald Trump will beat him and beat him soundly in the Electoral College.
All right. Larry Donnelly, law lecturer in the University of Galway and columnist in the Journal. Thanks very much for joining us, Cian O'Callaghan. As I suppose a fellow politician, when you look at somebody under the cosh like that and being asked questions on the basis of their health and their fitness to continue, did you see any of the interview? And if so, what was your reaction, even on a human level, to that?
No, I didn't see the interview, just heard that bit of a clip there. I mean, it is difficult for anyone to be in that situation, no question about that. But if he's going for, like, he's looking for re-election to the most important political role in the world, so he's going to be under very heavy scrutiny. And if you've been asked those sorts of questions, you do have questions then to ask yourself about, are you the most suitable person for that contest?
All right. We are unfortunately up against the clock and out of time as a result. I can't get to the other panelists. My apologies to them. That's all we have time for today's show.